Welcome back to Hour 2 of Sound Space. We are in the spot with Simrit. Enchanting, mesmerizing singer-songwriter who tops the charts with her meditative and chant music. And she will be in a phone interview with me right in the middle of her tour, speaking about what inspires her, where her chant and meditative music comes from, and what it's like to be one of the top yoga music stars, a national and international sensation, right here in the spot on Sound Space.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We started our conversation off with me being very curious to know where the name Simrit came from. Here's what she had to say.
It has a beautiful meaning in my Kundalini yoga teacher. He's not living anymore in his body, but he brought Kundalini yoga over to the West. He gave me that name. He started calling me that, and I asked for it. He didn't say, now it's time for you to have your name. He wasn't like that. He was like, if you want a name, if you want me to do like a numerology thing and do this intuitive reading, let me know and I'll give you a name. And as soon as he gave it to me, I was like, wow. I don't like to categorize yoga or anything as spiritual because I think that everything and everyone is spiritual and it's our relationship to it. Mm-hmm. There's people that practice yoga every day that I don't think have a spiritual bone in their body.
Right. You have all kinds in the room.
That's right.
Simrit, very honored to interview you today. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you so much, Zan, for having me on your show and for such a beautiful introduction. And I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
I'm happy to be here, too. I'm excited to not only speak about and find some wonderful gems about you and your process and your life and what inspires you, but to also expose people to your music who've never heard it before. Not everybody hears this type of music, but I feel your music speaks to everybody, Simrit. How do you see audiences accessing your music?
Gosh, that's a great question because it's hard to know how people access it and, you know, what leads people to it. But, you know, I hear stories all the time. You know, music is music and it's such a universal language. And I think it's a resonance. It's a vibratory resonance. You know, I like all types of music, anywhere from country western to hip hop to dream pop to rock and roll. And I actually don't listen to tons of music with mantras in it and things like that because I don't really resonate with a lot of that kind of music. So for me, it's more than just what the words are or what they do or what category people like to put the music in. For me, it's the vibration of the music. Most of all, it's how do I feel when I listen to the music and what kind of vibe do I really resonate with in it and what is the melodic structure of the music? The melody is king of importance to me, you know, and so it's like how does the melody grab me? Does it get under my skin? If not, I won't really be into it. And then the words, of course, are important too. The way that I tend to write is with that in the forefront. And I think that the people that are coming out to the shows and that listen to the music and, of course, the hardcore fans, like, I think they're really drawn to the whole magic of it in general, like the vibe, the melody. It's got this really cool mystical aspect to it. It's hard to put into words what that does. It's a haunting quality. I think that's a better word for it. You know, the people at the concerts, sometimes it's their first time hearing it. Sometimes they've been longtime fans. A lot of people like to dance to the music, and a lot of people like to sit and just like close their eyes and go on a trip. There's all types of people that listen to our music. Some use substances, some don't. You know, we don't set the parameters for it. We just do our thing, you know, me and my band. And then I think the people that are magnetized towards it are the ones that are supposed to be there.
From watching the videos and going through your discography, Simrit, it feels extremely universal. And I think that's probably why it partly is very successful internationally, because it goes beyond boundaries. I would love for you to shout out your band right now, but, you know, because we're going to hear some tracks here.
I've been playing with Shannon Hayden for 5 years now, and she is the cellist in the band. And she also plays guitar, and she sings backing vocals. Like, she'll sing, like, harmonies with me on stage and stuff like that. Not on the albums. I do all the vocals on the albums. She is, like, a soul sister, and it's not necessarily like that in life, but it's like that in music, in our music life. So Salif Bamakora, who plays the 21-string African harp instrument called the kora, he and I have been playing together for almost 9 years, and we organically just started playing together, and it's been really amazing. And he's same, you know, he's very heartfelt when he plays. He keeps his eyes closed the majority of the time.
I've noticed that.
He feels it that way, and I love that, because I too could sit there with my eyes closed the whole time, but I also like to look at the audience and connect in and smile because it just feels so natural. And we just have this synergy that is, you can't buy that kind of chemistry. You can't try out for that kind of chemistry. It's just happened. He's been studying the West African kora for 20 years now.
Oh, very nice.
And then we have Jared May, who plays bass in the Moog synthesizer in the band. And he also sometimes will sing some backing vocals, like some harmonies and things like that, and it's really nice. And we've been playing together now for 4 years. And then Devin Ashley, who is on percussion, he's wonderful. He's got a lot of restraints. It's an amazing synergy, and I feel really fortunate.
You know, many of your songs are these healing mantras and chants, along with, you know, a lot of beautiful poetic lyrical songs. Many times I see that they assist our spirits to get back to ourselves, you know, and getting to our true selves. A lot of it seems to connect the finite to the infinite, the physical plane to the cosmos. You have a lot going on at one time here. How do you prepare for your shows, Simrit, you and your band?
It's pretty synergistic and organic, I would say. I mean, for me, preparing for a show is the physical preparation, you know, getting some exercise as much as possible, doing my vocal practice. I have vocal coaches from different places in the world. You know, I've been studying vocals most of my life, but this is just more of like a routine practice that I do before each show that keeps my voice really supple and flexible, and it just keeps me in a good place with it, and keeps me from burning out and things like that. You know, I have a yoga practice that I do as well, and meditation practice. Even if it's 10 minutes a day or something on tour, I like to do something that keeps me connected in, so that it's not just the physical aspect of tour and that I'm constantly connected into the bigger picture.
When people go to your website, Simrit, well, I see a section, it's called Life Force Academy.
And
it's about Kundalini practice. Could you tell us a little bit about that? I don't want that to go unnoticed. It seems pretty important.
It's my husband's in my company, and it is an online academy, literally, that teaches Kundalini yoga and meditation and Ayurveda, which is an ancient medical science that comes from the East. And we have online classes and courses and a lot of really exclusive music that my band and I play goes on the academy, and you can't get it anywhere else. You know, the academy was made to help people enjoy a good quality life, especially now. I think everyone would agree the world is a different place than it was even 10 years ago. We're living in times of higher stress.
Yes.
And everyone is more busy, and everyone is more distracted. More than ever, we need some sense of grounding and purpose and a sense of self that's beyond the physical body, because we all know that when we just see ourselves as our physical body, it's depressing, because if we're just this physical body, then, oh my God, well, one day it's going to die. And if we just measure ourselves in terms of that, then what's the point?
doesn't even have to do with the aging process. It's
right.
We have beautiful examples of strong spirits that are able to hold themselves within themselves, even when their bodies are not together, you know?
Right. Yes.
And I admire that strength a lot and resilience.
The whole point of the Academy is to help people get into a different space in their life so that they can enjoy their lives more, but also enjoy being in their own skin more in whatever condition they're in and whatever kind of body they have. To help people feel happier and healthier is, I think, a beautiful thing. And that's what the Academy is all about. It's a monthly subscription, so it's a membership site, and it's there to help people feel good.
It is a commitment.
I will say this. Mm-hmm. It's a big commitment to choose, you know, everyday status quo. It really is. It's a big commitment to do that, too. And personally, I would rather do a little bit of meditation on a consistent basis than have, like, low-grade depression all the time, or have low-grade anxiety and think that I don't have it, but actually it's really happening. Mm-hmm. Or to have addictions gripping my livelihood and my life. We're either going to spend our energy demoting habits, or we're going to spend our energy with promoting habits. It's not saying you have to look a certain way or dress a certain way or be a certain way. But for me personally, it's about the space that I'm in and the intention that I have in my relationship to what I'm doing. A different kind of happiness that's not reliant on external stimuli. I feel so happy that we have that as an offering, so I wanted to put it on my website.
It's wonderful. I'm glad we brought it up and talked
about
it. I think these are really great foundations to lay for our listeners, so that when they hear the music, which I think we should go to at least a first song anyway, the song is All of Myself, because that's what we're talking about here in a way. Yes. And it's from your 2015 album, Ancient Storm.
The words just really came from a place of, you know, wanting to give all of myself in every moment. And for some reason that night I was a little bit overwhelmed and sad about something. Mm-hmm. And those are the words that came through that kind of got me through that. So
that's beautiful. We're going to hear it. All of Myself. It's from Simrit's From the Ancient Storm, a 2015 release. It reached number 3 on Billboard's New Age chart. Let's hear it.
All of myself, all of myself, all of my heart is with you. How can I go somewhere else in this life when all of my so thank you. to make.
Played in some magnificent places, Simrit. What is one of your favorite places to play, whether it's a structure or a place?
We just got back from Europe. I love a place that has an old vibe where you can really feel it. It's so palpable. And one of my favorite places, I would say, in the States that we've played is in a place in New York City called the Angel Orensons. And it's a very old Gothic from like the early 1800s. It's an old synagogue. You would never know it was a synagogue if someone didn't tell you that. It's like a living, breathing entity, that venue, and it's really cool. There's many more favorites. I mean, we've played Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. There's some places in Europe that we just played, like in Oslo, this gorgeous venue. 1800s was a church, was a huge church, like cathedral-style place, turned into a music venue, and now it's just music that comes through there, but you still feel the ancient vibes of the church and the energy that came through there and that was there way back when.
Do you get to choose your places, Simrit, or do you have someone pick them out for you?
I do choose my places.
Wow, that
is great.
For the most
part, because I put my own tours on. 80 to 85% of my touring is all based on where I want to play and what venues I want to play at or what venues are available. Sometimes we don't always get the venues we want. Just like anybody, we don't always get everything that we want.
That's right. You were very smart to create your own LLC, Simrit. It does allow you to call your own shots, I would think.
Yeah.
And it was a very smart move because it's your own independent label. When did you decide to do that? And for what reason?
I decided to create my own label because I knew that I was the type of person that didn't want anyone to dictate to me what I should and shouldn't put in the music, how I should and shouldn't present myself, because I know that I'm the type of person that I grow so quickly, and maybe for like 2 years that I look like this, and maybe 2 years later I look totally different. I would never want anyone to have their hand in how that looks and how that sounds. Look, I've made plenty of mistakes, too, so it's like, this is one thing that I think, like, wow, I'm really glad I listened to my intuition on this one, because I've never signed with a record label before, and I've had a few opportunities with a few different labels, and I'm just really glad that I haven't.
There's a lot of resilience in that, and and that's a great segue for going to a song from your album, Songs of Resilience. It came out in 2016, and the song that I'd love to play off of that is Clandestine.
This song is really meaningful to me because speaking about the things that are sometimes hidden to us that are right in front of our faces, or the things that we're not seeing because we're not ready to see them. We don't always see things how they are.
Yes.
And so hence the name Clandestine.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, let's hear it right now. Thank you. Do you design your own image that you perform on stage with?
I do. I design the dresses that I wear. I design the headdresses that I wear. There's a local artist, a couple of local artists here where I live that I work with to actualize those headdresses. And then also there's a couple of artists that I work with that don't live here. They live in the LA area or New York area. Mm-hmm. And they also make some of them. To me, I just follow my intuition with it. And I'm not saying that it's always easy, because sometimes your mind creeps in and is like, huh, you know, what is this going to look like? Are people going to get it? Or is it going to, you know, every once in a while, those kinds of questions come in. But I've just never given much power to those thoughts. So, you know, I do my best to follow my intuition with it. And it hasn't led me astray.
It's a magnetism. Watch out for the new album coming. When We Return, it'll be released soon. I really would love for you to speak about your new album.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I want to give you a chance. You're going to be here in the Northwest. You're
yes.
going to be in Portland, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in Seattle.
You'll be in, yes.
Or a place called Edmonds, actually, which is about 15 minutes outside of the city.
Yep.
I'm sure you know where it is.
A lot of listeners would know. Yep, Washingtonian
awesome.
Based here. We, in fact, the reason why I bring up some of the places you're going to be is some people may be in those areas at the time, you know, so they can look at your tour schedule and see whether they can make it or not.
We look forward to meeting everybody and seeing everyone there. And the shows, you know, they're really magical. And to hear an album is one thing, but to actually attend a live show is like making memories for a lifetime. And I don't say that lightly. I really mean that, because when people come to our concerts, they leave with such a profound experience. It's an incredible experience for us. It's magical. It's why we do it in the first place.
I'm going to play the song Just a Glance. What can you tell us about that, coming from your new album, When We Return?
It's really about love and devotion. And you've taken away my looks with just a glance. Like, you're showing me a sliver of truth in, you know, that's what it's about. You've taken my identity with just a glance, because truth is beyond all of that. Truth is beyond identity. Truth is beyond what we think we're, who we think we are. Truth is beyond all of that, and truth is what really connects us all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this song is all about.
Just a Glance. It's off your new album, When We Return. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Simrit, we've just run the gamut in some ways and yet only have scratched the surface.
Oh, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening in. It's really important to support the arts. You know, I just want to say that we never take it for granted when we play a show somewhere that people are going to be spending their money and their time and their energy with us. And that when that happens, it's always a magical experience. So I just want to encourage you to come out to a live show, because we really love seeing each and every one of you, and we appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Simrit. We really appreciate the gift of your music and your performance and your musicianship, and for introducing us to some wonderful instruments and concepts and ideas that go beyond our normal day-to-day.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. We will be continuing to play Simrit music here on Soundspace no matter what, and are very excited about your new album.
Can't even tell you how much that means, and I know any artist would say the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
really
welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. And that concludes our spot for tonight.